in the limelight.
Access to water is among the many issues examined by Amnesty International in its recently published report documenting how the Zionist regime runs an apartheid system. Stay with us for an article in this regard written by Feda Al-Ghidra, writer. This article is published under the heading Pollution on Tap in Gaza. Here's the story. Sana Abu Al-Ata is constantly waiting for water. She often keeps the faucets open so that she will be able to hear the sound of liquid flowing through them. Sometimes she stays awake all night listening. Water arrives at irregular intervals in her home, and when water does arrive, it is invariably of poor quality. Abu Al-Ata said the water is so salty. Abu Al-Ata is a resident of Deir al-Balah refugee camp in central Gaza, adding, "It's like it comes straight from the sea. It damages our skin and hair." After a rash appeared on her daughter's skin, she was advised to use bottled water while washing. Costing around 60 cents per liter, bottled water is unaffordable for most people in Gaza, where poverty and unemployment are widespread. Bottled water has increased in price over recent months, along with food and drinks generally. Access to water is among the many issues examined by Amnesty International in its recently published report documenting how the Zionist regime runs an apartheid system. The report states that the Zionist regime has consolidated complete control of all water resources and water-related infrastructure in the Gaza Strip, including the coastal aquifer, which is the only freshwater resource in Gaza. Due to over-extraction and pollution, more than 95% of water from the coastal aquifer is unfit for human consumption. No transfer of water from the occupied West Bank to Gaza is allowed by the Zionist regime, the Amnesty report adds. The Zionist regime, the occupying power, charges hefty sums to supply Gaza with water. The annual bill paid to the Zionist regime is around $20 million. Importing from the occupied territories is necessary, according to Mazen Al-Banna, a senior Gaza-based representative of the Palestinian Water Authority. The coastal aquifer does not yield enough water to meet the needs of farmers, factories, and households. Al-Banna said, "We live in a narrow geographical area. This means that water resources are limited. Rather than demand that the Zionist regime ensures all Palestinians have access to clean water, some high-ranking diplomats have actually praised the Zionist regime's inherently racist policies." In November last year, the UN West Asia Region envoy Tor Wensland noted that the Zionist regime had taken steps towards selling an additional 5 million cubic meters of water to Gaza per year. That, according to Wensland, was a positive development. Not all diplomats share Wensland's habit of sugarcoating the occupation. In September, Michelle Bachelet, the UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights, presented a report that criticized the Zionist regime's destruction of Palestinian infrastructure. The report stated that around 290 water and sanitation facilities were destroyed or damaged by the Zionist regime when it attacked Gaza in May. Bachelet's report observed that safe drinking water has become virtually unaffordable in Gaza, where poverty and unemployment are widespread. Some 20,000 families do not have enough money to buy clean water. Those families rely, according to Bachelet's report, on water from public filling points or unsafe tap water, with high risk of waterborne diseases, particularly among children under five. The water from Muhammad Al Zain's faucets is usually colored gray or yellow. "We just use tap water for cleaning and bathing," said Al Zain, who lives in Beit Hanun, northern Gaza, adding, "The water doesn't seem suitable for anything, but we have no choice. When my kids take a shower, they complain that their eyes get sore and red. Their hair tends to be very dry and they need moisturizers for their skin. Polluted water causes damage." Al Zain recently had to change taps and siphons in his bathroom because they were clogged with rust and lime. "It was very expensive," he said. He also noted that the water is too dirty even for the plants and fruit trees in his garden. The problems of access to water have been compounded by the full blockade, which the Zionist regime has imposed on Gaza for more than 15 years. One consequence of the siege is that Gaza frequently encounters power outages. Abed Omar is a father of five living in Beach refugee camp, Gaza City. The pump which he uses to fill containers with water runs on electricity. In the winter, his family usually has access to water for 5 hours per day. But during summertime, they tend to only have water once every 2 or 3 days. He said, "When we don't have water and electricity at the same time, we can't fill our containers. So we have no water for days at a time. It is so difficult."